begin the current daf Masechtas Yuma, daf Chavtes. Begin 6 lines down from the top of the Yamad. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf. That is, we began this perek, and the Mishnah spoke about the reason why they had this introduction to the Tamid Shel Shachar, that they first had to have someone go up on top of the wall or top of the roof to check, is it light yet? Has the sun risen that we can go ahead and do the Karban Tamid? And then they would go ahead and do it. And why was it necessarily to go ahead, take such precautions to make sure it was day? Because there was an incident that happened that they had confused the rays of the Levana, and they thought that it was the rays of the sun, and therefore they did the Tamid Shel Shachar, and when they found out that it was really the rays of the moon, therefore they went and they had to take the carbon Tamid Shel Shachar and put it in Lebeis Apsul and burn it, because it wasn't kosher, it has to be done only by the daytime. And that what the Gemara discussed in the previous stuff, that is, there's this confusion that there was between the two different rays. That's why our Gemara continues in Amr Bavo, says, my time of the Rebbe. What's the reason of Rebbe? Because the Gemara had discussed how could it be that they made this type of mistake. And that is because the rays are different by the sun and the moon. And the reason is because by the moon they come out straight, as if like a stick, whereas by the sun it comes in through different, it disperses, it comes out in different directions. That's what the Gemara discussed on the previous stuff, that day was a cloudy day, and there was, therefore, even the moon seemed to come out like the rays of the sun because of the different pockets in the clouds that it was able to come out, so it seemed like the directions that the sun takes, so that's how they confuse it. But now Bravo is asking, Rebbe was the one that made the statement, which was where the Gemara was asking the question on how they even made the mistake in the Mishnah, that the sun is different than the moon, that the sun comes out, and it's mifatzeya, it disperses, it comes out in different directions. So the Gemara asks, what's the reason of Rebbe? What's his source to say this, that the rays of the sun are not stick straight like the moon, but rather that they disperse? So that the Gemara says, like it says in Pasuk in Tehillim, it says, Lamanatzeach, to the conductor, ala yeles hashachar, which is on the morning hind. Now, hind is a female deer. So what is this comparison? What are we saying that this tefillah in Tehillim is like al yeles hashachar, like the morning hind? So it comes to say that, ma'ayalazu, just like this female deer, and as Rashi says, is not necessarily actually the female deer, because the female doesn't have any antlers, doesn't have horns, but it means this species, the deer, that karneho mavtzilois lekan lekan, that her antlers, they disperse, they go in different directions from here to here, it keeps on branching out. That's the comparison, that's ayelas hashachar, av shachar zeh, so to this morning, which reference to the rays of the sun, when it comes out by alois hashachar, mafzi lekan lekan, it also disperses here and there, and that's the source for Rebbe to tell us how he knows that the rays of the sun are different than the rays of the moon. And again, that's why the Gemara on the previous staff had to discuss how is it possible that they made that error in confusing the two. But it's because ayelas is like hashachar, that just like the ayelas has that it branches off its antlers, so too is the shachar, is the rays of the sun in the morning. Now, related to this pasuk that we brought down, the Gemara brings a different drash. Amar Zera, lama nimshla Esther la ayala. Why is Esther Hamalka from the Purim story, why is she compared to an ayala, a hind? As the Gemara Masechtas Megillah says in Aftezvam and Beis, that Esther was saying this mizmor, and when she came to the place of idols that were by Achashverosh, then the Shechina left her. And then she said, the Psukim, which is in that Mizmer, Keli, Keli, Lama Azavtani, my God, why are you forsaking me at this time when I'm coming to Achashverosh? So therefore, when that Zemer is in reference to Esther, that's Ayala Sashachar. So why is she compared to an Ayala? So on that, Leimelecha comes to tell you that Ma Ayala Rachmetzar, just like this female deer, that she has a very narrow womb. And therefore, V'chaviva al-Baila, Kol Shah V'Shah, she's always as dear to her husband every single time, Kishar Rishon, like the first time. Af Esther, Ha'isachaviva al-Achashverosh, Kol Shah V'Shah, it also comes to teach you that Esther was endeared to Achashverosh every single time that he was with her, Kishar Rishon, like the first time, and that's why it compares her to an Ayala. Now, related to this, that it's in reference to Esther, so Amr Basi, Loma nimshla Esther l'shachar. So there's lamnatzech al ayala sashachar. So we're comparing her to an ayala. She was as deer every single time because she was like a narrow womb like of the female deer. But what's the shachar? What's the comparison to the morning? That's in reference to Esther Malcolm. So lamnatzech, that comes to teach you that ma shachar soiv kol alaylos, just like the morning is the end of the night. Af Esther soiv kol nisim, so too the miracle of Purim, that is of Esther, is the end of all the miracles that are going to be before the end of the world, when Mashiach will come, when will be Olam Haba. The last miracle that happened to the Jewish people of that magnitude was the miracle of Purim. And that's why it's called Hashachar, to say that it's like the last thing right by the morning. had the Gemara ask, but boy, Ika Chanukah, this Chanukah. Purim was at the end of the Golis Bavel, which was right in the beginning of the building of Bayis Sheni, the second Beis Hamikdash. The miracle of Chanukah happened during the times of the second Beis Hamikdash, which was after that. And therefore, how could we say that Esther is Seif Kol HaNisim? Chanukah is after that. So that the Gemara answers, Nitna Lichasiv Kamrinim. But we meant that the miracle of Esther of Purim was the last big miracle before the end. That was a miracle that we could write down in a sefer. We have a Megillah called Megillas Esther. It's one of the Sifri Tanakh. And therefore, that's what we mean the end, whereas Chanukah doesn't have anything like that. So that the Gemara asks, but Hani Chalamanda Amar, that's only good according to the opinion that Esther Nitna Likasev, that the Megillah of Esther was given to be written over, and that because this is Machlekes Masechet Megillah, Daf Zayin Amud Aleph, there is an opinion that says that Megillas Esther transmits Tumah to someone that touches it with their hands, because it has a halacha of sefer, which that's one of the Yudches David that the Begeizer, that there's a Tumas Yidam that happens if someone touches the sefer itself in the Sifri Tanakh. But there is an opinion that holds that it does not transmit Tumah to the hands if one touches Megillas Esther. And that's because that opinion holds it's not a sefer. It's not considered from the Kedusha of the Sifri Tanakh. And therefore, although we have it like written down, just like we have Megillas Antioches, there are certain things that were written regarding the miracle of Hanukkah too, but it's not with the Kedusha of the Sifri Tanakh. So again, if you say that it was given over to be written, so we could understand that that's a different category than Chanukah. But Elmando Amar Esther Lo Nitna Likase. But according to the pin that says the Megillas Esther was not given over to be written. In other words, it didn't have the same sanctity as the Sifri Tanakh. It was just writing over the history. So the Ma'akel Amar. So what are you going to be able to say? Purim was not Seif Kol HaNisim. That can't be the interpretation of Hashachar because Chanukah came after that, and they seem to be the same category because they both cannot be written over, and they're both miracles. So that the Gemara says, you're right, according to that opinion, we mukim la kriya binyamid by yefes amr belaza, that they would have to interpret the term shachar, obviously not the end of all the miracles because Chanukah is coming after that, but rather the way Rabbi Yom by Yefes had interpreted, talking about a different drash, but interpreting the shachar nonetheless in reference to what it was talking about. Dam Rabbi Yom by Yefes amr belaza says, lama nimshlu tefilasin shal tzadikim kayalas. Why is it that the tefillah, the prayer of the righteous, are like a hind, like a female deer? So Laimilcha, to tell you the following lesson. This will explain both the word Ayala and Shachar, and also what's the relevance to Esther Hamalka. To tell you Ma Ayala, just like this hind, which we're saying that's a reference to Esther Hamalka, and that's why she was so dear to Achashverosh every single time, like the first time. But Kozman Shemagadelis, as long as she continues growing, Karneo Mavtzilis, her horn continues to branch out. Tzadikim, so to the righteous, which this is a reference to Esther Hamalka, Kozman Shemabim Mitfila, as long as they increase their tefillah, tefillas nishmas, their tefillah continues to be heard. And that is, the word shachar is a reference to the term tefillah, as Rashi brings a pasuk in Yeshayahu Perek Chavav, Ruchi Bekir Be'ashacharecha, you see that the term shachar is a reference to tefillah. And therefore, the way that pasuk is being interpreted according to this other opinion, that Megillas Esther was not given over to have the Kedusha of the Sifri Tanakh, hence Purim is the same as Chanukah, the way you read it is Lamnatseach al ha-tfila, which means to say al ha-shachar, and that is like an ayalas. When you have tfila, that's like an ayala. In other words, when you have shachar, tfila, which is like an ayala, which means that as long as the ayala continues to grow, its horns branch out, because every single year it has another part, it has its horn antlers, then another thing branches out, and therefore it's saying that so to the tzaddikim, as long as they daven, they continue growing and their tefillahs continue to be heard. That was the reference with Esther Malka, with her tefillah, and with every tzaddik, that their tefillah, their shachar, is like an ayala, that it continues to branch out and continues to be heard. Now the Gemara continues discussing our Mishnah of the previous daf. So he said in the Mishnah that Shachtu Esat Tamid, that what happened is there was this incident that they slaughtered the carbon Tamid, and the Yatzla Beis HaSvevah, they had to go ahead and burn it because it turns out they made a mistake. They thought it was the sun, really it was the moon, and therefore they instituted this thing that they're always going to check beforehand and say, is it light yet? Yes. Okay, now we can go ahead and slaughter the carbon tumah. Now, the Gemara assumes now, the next sentence after this story that was this error that required that now they take precautions, it says, Hayridu kohen gadol beis ha'tefillah. They would take the kohen gadol down to immerse himself in the mikvah. So the Gemara assumes now, because what is this, how does that line fit into the context of the Mishnah, that it's the end of that episode. And that is, on that day when they made the error to slaughter the carbon tumah and they end up doing it at nighttime, the Mishnah tells us that they took down the Kohen Gadol to immerse himself so that he could slaughter the carbon tumah after he immersed himself. So therefore, the Gemara asks, Amas, when exactly was this mistake? In other words, if this is one story that we're talking about, that day, they took the Kohen Gadol down to immerse himself and to go ahead and slaughter the Karban Tumen, and they made a mistake, and they ended up slaughtering it when it was still nighttime, not daytime. So the Gemara asks, what day of the year was this? If it was a regular day, in other words, not Yom Kippurim, and therefore it could be that it was at the end of the month, which is, we could make sense how they made the error between the Levana and the Chama, because the moon towards the end of the month is still there and shining close to Leisa Shachar, and therefore it makes sense that they made such an error. However, but Leisagi Delav Kohen Gadol, in other words, did it have to be with the Kohen Gadol? Why was it that this was specifically that it was being done by the Kohen Gadol? A regular day of the year, any Kohen could be doing the Shechita. Even a Zara could be doing the Shechita. So why are we saying that it was the Kohen Gadol that they took him down to immerse himself in the mikvah? So El Rav the Gemara says, must be what the Mishnah is saying is, be Yom Kippurim. That this story, when they made the error, was in Yom Kippurim. And that's why it was the Kohen Gadol that day was going down to immerse himself in the mikvah to do this Shechita. Because the Kohen Gadol, on Yom Kippurim, he has to do every Avodah himself. But then the question is, if it was on Yom Kippurim, Ma'ar Halvana Mi Ika, is there the shine of the moon close to the time of the morning when we're going to assume that it's Alois HaShachar? But it's not true. Yom Kippur is the 10th of Tishrei. The 10th of Tishrei is in the first third of the month. There the moon is nowhere close to be shining by Alois HaShachar. It's only towards the end of the month. So how do we understand this story? What is it? Why is it the Kohen Gadol? If it was the rest of the year and if it was Yom Kippurim, so then how did they make the error? The moon is not even there up in the sky at the time and shining by the time of Alois HaShachar. So the Gemara says, what the Mishnah was saying was as follows. It wasn't one run-on sentence. And that is, Ubi Yom HaKippurim. Now, something different, the Mishnah is telling us, on Yom HaKippurim, but related to the halacha of the Mishnah. Ki Oma, Bark Barkai, when he would say that, you know, the dawn is shining already, then Hayridu Kohen Gadol Beisatrila, then they would take down the Kohen Gadol to immerse himself in the mikvah. And that is, the end of that story was, that the Mishnah we quoted, was that they took the Karban Tumen out to be burnt, and that was the end of that story. And they brought in that story to illustrate the halacha of why we say Bark Barkai, why we check to see that the sun is shining. Now, when the Mishnah continues with the next line of Hiridu Kohen Gadol, they took the Kohen Gadol down to immerse himself in the mikvah, was a new halacha to go back and resume the discussion of what this whole masechta is about, is talking about the Seder of the Avodah on Yom Kippurim. And the Mishnah was saying, back to the halachic concept of the Mishnah, not a continuation of that story, but rather, when the one who sees says Barkai, then they would take the Kohen Gadol down to immerse himself in the mikvah in the morning, and therefore it has nothing to do with the story, and therefore, yes, it was at the end of the month, and it wasn't the Kohen Gadol, it was some other kind. The Kohen Gadol part of the Mishnah is going back on the halachic component of that we only take him down when they say Barkai, okay, we could slaughter, now go ahead and immerse, and let's do the Shechita of the Karban Tumen Shel Shachar. Now, relating to the halacha of our Mishnah, that the shechita of the Karban Tumen Shel Shachar is possible if it's done at night, and that's why they have to make sure that it was day, because one time they made the error. So, Tani Avuid Reb Oven, Lo Zubul Vad Amru, not only regarding slaughtering a Karban at night, did we say that if it was done, that we would have to burn it, Ela Af Malika Soif, the same thing would apply to the nicking of the bird where they take the Kohen Gadol's thumb and his fingernail goes into the head, and that's how they chop off the head of the bird, ukemitzas mincha, and taking the fistful of the flour from the carbon mincha, but lilef, they're done at nighttime, tisarf, they're also going to be burnt. And that is because these two avodas, we learn out their equivalence from shechita, from slaughtering. And that is, essentially, the avoda by behema, which has shechita, kabbalah, halacha, zrika, the same process is done, but transferred in the sense of by a bird. Now, the shechita of a bird is with malika. The same thing applies to a flower offering, where you also do the same avodas, and the kemitzah, taking the fistful, is essentially the same thing as the shechita by behema, and therefore the same halacha that says it's possible by nighttime would apply to both the bird and to the flower offering. Another Gemara asks on this halacha. So, yeah, we understand the comparison that it would be invalid being done at night, but bishleim oilasayif, I understand the complete comparison of the malika by the bird of the oila to the equivalent to the shechita of the behema, that because ma'idahavahavu, what was, and that is you can't put the head back together again. And therefore, if you did the malika at nighttime, yes, it's going to be invalid, just like if you slaughtered the animal at nighttime and you have to go ahead and burn it. But elakaimitz, but regarding taking the fistful of the flower offering, we continue on to Amud Beis. Nahadra, what do you mean, go back? meaning put it back together with the rest of the flour. You did the kmitza, fine, that's invalid. Put it back, and then menahadev, and then kmitza be mama. Then when it's finally day, go ahead and redo it again. What's the problem? What, that we have to go ahead and burn it? It wasn't good, but fine. Just redo the process. In other words, it's not a problem about putting it back. You can't put a chicken's head back together again or put the animal's head back, so then you have to burn it. But here, why can't you just remix it and then redo it again the proper way? So that the Gemara says that Hu Tanila, the father of Bavavan, he taught this Braisa, Hu Amala, and he also gave the following answer from his own reasoning. And he said, Kli Sharis Mekachim, the holy sanctified vessels that are in the base of Migdash, they sanctify whatever is placed in them, even not in their proper time. And therefore, the kmitza that was done, erroneously or on purpose, whatever it is, but at nighttime, it has to be put into a vessel that contains it. Now, once the kmitza, this fistful of flour offering, was sanctified in the vessel for the intention to be a kmitza, which is what's sacrificed on the Mizbeach, it cannot then resume becoming unconsecrated, like a mincha that never had a kmitza taken off it, because it was already sanctified. It already had that kedusha. And therefore, by default, if the kmitza, is a sanctified fistful of the flour offering, that makes the rest of the mincha into shirayim, the remainder to the leftovers. And therefore, that's why it's going to be pasal. And you can't go ahead and redo it, because you already have something that's kaddish, it was already sanctified, even shaloi bismani. Again, even though the time of doing it is only during the daytime, but even when it's not the time, but you sanctified it in the vessel, even by mistake, it became Kaddish, and to put it back would just be mixing Kaddish and Shiraim. It wouldn't help anything. It would just make for sure Pasul, and therefore there's nothing we could do to rectify it, even by the case of the Mincha. Now, on this premise, that you could be Mekaddish, even Shalei Bezmane, that's why it's going to be Pasul, and you can't even redo it by the Mincha, the Gemara has Meisvei, we learned in the following Braisa. Zachal, this is the general rule. Kala Karv Bayim, whatever is sacrificed during the daytime, for example, the Menachis, Levain, the frankincense, the dam, regular blood of an animal, the Keteris, the incense that's brought every single day, then Kaddish, then it becomes sanctified in the Kli Sharis Bayim during the daytime to acquire a Kedusha of sanctity of the physical item itself. It could have a Kedusha's Damim, could have a monetary sanctity, but the actual physical sanctity will only come during the daytime when it's brought, and that's on the time when it's supposed to be sacrificed. Cholakar b'layla, whatever is sacrificed at nighttime, for example, the minchas nesachim, which is when you bring a carbon, you have the flour offering that comes with the libations, and that the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos that the mincha of the animal and their libations can be brought even at nighttime. So then, kaddish, then they could be sanctified in the Kli Sharis, even the physical sanctity, if it's put in balayla at nighttime. Now, chalakar, b'im b'yem and b'im balayla, whatever could be sacrificed either by day or by night, then kaddish, b'im b'yem or b'im balayla, then it gets and attains a physical sanctity, whether by day or whether by night. Now, the Gemara's question is, katani mias, but one thing we learned in this braisa was, that chalakar b'yem, whatever is becomes whatever sacrificed in the daytime, so that's sanctified during the daytime, with the inference being that only by day, if that's the time when it's supposed to be sacrificed, then it could be sanctified. But at night, it's not. And that is, it does not become sanctified. Therefore, the question the Gemara is asking is, how can you say, which was the premise clearly being demonstrated by the father above it, that mincha will have to be burned too, because you can't go put it back together again and then redo it during the daytime, because even though it's shaloi bezman, it was the night before, and although it's only sacrificed by day, but it was already sanctified in the vessel, but the Braisa clearly says that a mincha, flour offering, which is sacrificed during the day, cannot be sanctified the night before. It can only be sanctified on the time when it's brought. So why would it be puzzled? Nothing happened to it, just put it back and then redo it during the daytime. So that the Gemara answers, Dilma in a Kaddish li Karev. Maybe what the Braisa meant to say was that yes, it will not become sanctified with the ability to be kosher, to be sacrificed. Aval, but it doesn't contradict what the father above him had said, that it's kaddish li pasul. It will still be sanctified enough to create an invalidation. That is, it will still be vulnerable because of this halfway kedusha to become invalid. For example, if a tefillah yom touches it, or a mechus kippurim, someone that's still lacking atonement, if he touches it, that'll make it possible. Or if, let's say, it leaves the area where it's allowed to be, that will make it possible. Or let's say, if it had the psul of lina, if it was left overnight, which is an invalidation, that would make it possible. And that's exactly what Rashi says, is that this is what would be invalidating this mincha is because of psul avlina that's left overnight. As the Gemara says in Masechta Zvachim, Daf Pei Zayin Amud Aleph, that Amud HaShachar, it's the end of the night when the day begins, that creates, that's the time of lina, of the invalidation of being left overnight. Therefore, this kmitza, this fistful of the flowering that was taken off at nighttime, you can't go ahead and by daytime bring it back and then do it over again, because once it reached Amud HaShachar, this kmitza, which was, again, not a kmitza that could make it kosher to bring as a sacrifice, but it would make it enough of a kedusha that it's now vulnerable to invalidations because it has somewhat of a physical sanctity, and therefore the psul of lina, which comes by Amud HaShachar at the end of the night, that moment will say, boom, it's pasul, because now it was just left overnight, and it's vulnerable enough to become pasul. And that's why it's not contradicting from the Braisa, because although it cannot become physical sanctity to have the Hakrava, it's enough of physical sanctity to become pasul. Now on this, the Gemara asks as follows. Masa Reb Zeir. Zeir asks from a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. The Mishnah tells us that Sidr es ha-lechem ves ha-bezichin achar Shabbos. Now the lechem upon them, the 12 showbreads that were placed on the shulchan in the heichel, which had two bezichin, two spoons of frankincense, were prepared every Shabbos, which is they would take off the old ones, old breads, which would be eaten by the Kehanim. Those two spoons of frankincense would be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash, and then they would put on new breads and new spoons. Now, if it happens that they organized it not on Shabbos, rather, let's say on Sunday, only then did they put on the new breads and the bezichin. Now, v'hikdur es bezichin b'Shabbos, and then they ended up sacrificing the bezichin on the coming Shabbos, because that's what they used to. But in this case, it didn't stay for 7 days as the halachic requirement is, because they didn't put it on Shabbos to go to the next Shabbos. They only put it on, let's say, on Sunday. But that first Shabbos that came, they sacrificed those bezichin. On that, the Mishnah says in Menachos that psula, they're invalid. And the reason is because they weren't organized on the Shabbos to stay there for the 7 days as is the halacha. And hence, it's in the qualification of mechusas man, like an animal that can't be sacrificed before it's 8 days old. This also, as the Torah tells us, be from Shabbos to Shabbos. If it was only from Sunday to Shabbos, so it didn't have 7 days, so it's what's called mechus zman. It doesn't have its requisite share of 7 days yet. Therefore, if one sacrifices, it's going to make everything pasul. Now, Rashi tells us in the second girsa that not to be garis psula, because if one looks at the end of the sugi that we're going to see, it doesn't consider... In other words, because this is a Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, and the way our Gemara is going to interpret it, ultimately we're going to see that putting the lechem upon him and the bezichin on Sunday is not considered, quote, a seder. It's not like you actually put it on there. It's like what's called a maisa kaif ba'am. It's like just like as if a monkey put it there, as if it's just in a box and as if nothing was done. And therefore, why would the lechem upon him and the sacrificing of the bezichin create any psul if it was never sanctified whatsoever on the table? It's like you never even put it on. Only if when the first Shabbos comes along, you take it off and then you re-put it, which would be in the proper time, so then it could be for the proper 7 days together. And Rashi says, as a matter of fact, by reading the Mishnah Masechta Menachos, it sounds like that it's not a psul, because the Mishnah then tells us, as the next words we're going to read in the Gemara, is Ketzad Yasa. So what should you do? And it sounds like that there's a way to rectify it. That means it's not pasul, it's just, it's not ready yet to be done the right way. So therefore, Rashi is not goyer, it's actually psula. So the Mishnah continues, and that it's a ketzad yasa, especially according to the girsa Rashi we just said. It's not invalid, but it's not going to be able to be brought on that first coming Shabbos. So what should one do? Again, if it wasn't from Shabbos to Shabbos, you put on Sunday, coming Shabbos, you can't go ahead and bring the bezichin, because it doesn't have the requisite share of 7 days yet. So what you should do is, yanichenu, leave it on the shulchan. In other words, don't take it off that first Shabbos, although you're so used to every week taking off the two bezichin and sacrificing and having the kan mishir, the lechem upon them. Leave everything on the table, the Shabbos about to the next Shabbos. Shafila amda la shulchan yom rab, because even if it stays on the table for a long time, in mekalkulim, that's not a problem. There's no invalidation about staying longer. It could stay on the shulchan as long. And since it's not fit yet because it didn't have the 7 days, just let it go through to the following week, and thereby you'll have 7 days, and then you'll go ahead and eat those breads and take and sacrifice the bezichin, and then bring the next week's. Now this is the Gemara's question. V'amai, now why is this the halacha? But tiktoish v'ti pasil, it should be sanctified and hence become pasil. And the reason is, as we said before, and this was the chiddush of the father of Reb Oven, that since he said the kli sharis, which the shulchan is one of them, it's one of the vessels in the Beis HaMikdash, that they sanctify items even shaloi bizmanoi, even before its proper time, not to sacrifice it, as we clearly demonstrated from the previous brisa, but enough to make it invalid. And therefore, the shulchan should be mekadesh the lechem upon him from Sunday, because although it's not its time yet, it's supposed to be put on the Shabbos, but it's even shlebes mani, it's enough to be susceptible now to invalidations. And therefore, the same thing should apply over here by the case of the shulchan, that it's sanctifying the bread from Sunday to make it pasul because it was organized shalei bezmanai. In other words, the same psul we said regarding the mincha, where it was shalei bezmanai. So therefore, when it comes to morning, it becomes pasul and lina. So the same thing should apply to the shulchan. When it has the bread, it should also be sanctified in its improper time. So when it's from Shabbos to Shabbos, that's the time how long it's supposed to be. And therefore, that's kosher to the following week. But here we're in shalei bezmanai. It should be considering time that it's not kaddish lahakrava, but kaddish li pasul because of shalei bezmanai. And therefore, it's going to be pasul with the same invalidations like we said over there by the psul of lina. So that Amar Rava, Rava said that manda kamaisiv, the one who's asking the question, shabu kamaisiv, it's a very good question. It seems that the Mishnah Menachos clearly contradicts the father above him because they seem to be based on the same principle. They're both being put on shalei bezmanai. And yet the father above him is saying that therefore the following morning becomes pasul and lina. And yet here we have a clearly a Mishnah Masechet Menachos that says even though it's put on Sunday, not a problem. You know, it's not its time yet, so good. So when next Shabbos will come, we'll start our counting of 7 days, and then we'll go to the next Shabbos. But it was shalei bezmanai; it should have become pasul, just like it was pasul by the mincha of the psul of lina. However, the Gemara does tell us that va'avud Reb Avin Navi. However, the father of Reb Avin that we're asking the question on, he's not saying over a statement of amiram that we could say, okay, Tiyufta, he's contradicted from the Mishnah Masechet Menachos. Masnita Kamer. He's coming from a Brisa, he's coming from a Tana. And therefore we have to resolve his opinion not to ask the Tanoic opinions on each other. And therefore what we have to answer is as follows. Ksavar, that is the Tana that the father of Rav Abin was quoting, holds that Laila Eim Chuzazman, the night before the day of when something is fit to be done, is not considered, quote, Mechuzazman. And that is because since the following day, in other words, it's part of that halachic day, in other words, just night is different than day, it's fit to become kaddish in that klisharis. So therefore the klisharis, the sanctified vessel, will sanctify the kaimitz even at nighttime. And therefore, since it's sanctified, it will become pasul with amud hashachar, with the psul of lina, and that's why you can't go ahead and put it back together again, and therefore you would have to burn it if it was done at night. Yoim mechusuzman. However, the day is considered that it's not at its time at all. And what that means is that something that it's not even the day of today at all until tomorrow. In other words, it's considered it's mechusuzman. It's not the right time of a complete day. That's considered it's not the time yet. And therefore, most definitely, in the case that we're talking about in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, that not only is it not a time today on Sunday, it's not even Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, up until the next Shabbos. Only then is it its man. Therefore, you cannot create a kedusha of even invalidation on when it's not even the day of at all. And therefore, it's not a contradiction to the father above him. Because the Mishnah Masechet Menachos is correct. If you put on Sunday, it's like it's in the box, like you never put it on. Nothing ever happened to it because it's not. There's no sanctification of these breads. It's not activated, so to speak, the kedusha of the klisharis on Sunday. Because it's not ready. It's like an animal on day 5, day 6. There's no kedusha happening to it. So therefore, we're not going to say it has kedusha, and therefore won't become pasul with Leilina the next day. It only will be activated on the coming Shabbos, and then it will wait for 7 days. Whereas the case of the father above him, the night of that same day is part of the halachic day, and therefore, although it's not the time yet, but since it's that day, it will become enough kaddish to become pasul, and therefore it will become pasul with the psul of Leilina. But however, the Gemara asks, fine, I understand that Sunday, Monday, any day after Shabbos is considered mechusuzman, and therefore there's no kedusha whatsoever being activated on this lechem upon him, and therefore it won't become pasul, and therefore the Mishnah says that there's a way to be mesaken it, that you can leave it till the following week after that. But kimati beishimshi, when it reaches bein hashmashes of Friday night, which then it is fit to become sanctified the following day, on the shulchan, which is when they used to put the lechem upon them on the table, then tikdush, then on Friday night, the table, the shulchan, and the Beis HaMikdash should sanctify it, because you just said before, in explanation of the Avud Reb Avin, that the night of that day is not considered mechusuzman, as if it's not in the category of that timeliness at all. It's enough kaddish to become sanctified, v'tifsal, and therefore it should become sanctified to become invalidated, because of what's considered that it's there on the Shulchan the night before, and therefore it should become possible with Lina. So we're really essentially back to the question that we started off with. We asked, seems like the Mishnah Maseches Menachos contradicts Avodah Zarah. So he said, no, there's a difference. And that is we had to resolve it because they're both Tanoim. So he said that the father above and is talking about the night of that day. That's considered still in the time frame, just not enough for it to be sanctified to be able to actually be brought, but enough to be vulnerable to become possible. Whereas the Mishnah Maseches Menachos was on a Sunday. It's not even that same day. There's no sanctity whatsoever even to become invalidated. So the Gemara said, fine. But it stayed on there. We're saying that leave it there. Don't take it off even that first Shabbos. Leave it to the next Shabbos after that. But that first Shabbos, Friday night, it's fit in the category of Mechuzah. We said it's not Mechuzah's man because it's the night of the day, which is when we would put on and it would become sanctified. But since it's on the night before, so it's enough to become Kaddish, to become Pasul, so that means it will become Pasul with Lina Shabbos in the morning by Amud HaShachar. And therefore, how does the Mishnah Masechta Menachos say that you can leave it to the next Shabbos, but it becomes already invalid that first morning of that Shabbos? So Amar Ravina says, the Gemara gives two answers. So Ravina first says, Shekodem v'silke, you're right. You go ahead and you remove it right before Friday night, right before Erev Shabbos. And since you're taking it off, it won't be there Friday night. You're right, leave it on the whole week because where are you going to take it? Then Friday night, take it off. And Shabbos day, put it back on. So therefore, up until Friday night, there's no problem because it's Mechuzah's man. There's no sanctity whatsoever being applied to these breads. Friday night, when there would be enough to become pasul, we take it off actually, and we put it back on Shabbos day. Another approach to Gemara brings Mar Zutra, Vitim, and some say Rav Ashi Amar, Afilatema Bishalei Kadmasak. You could even say that, no, you don't have to remove it. You can leave it on as the literal translation would sound like in the Mishnah Maseches Menachos. Leave it from Sunday through that Shabbos till the next Shabbos afterwards. But then the problem is, then, but Friday night it should become pasul. It should become Kaddish to become pasul, which then it would become pasul with Lina Shabbos morning. So that they say that no. Kivin shesidu shalei kimitzvase, since originally it was organized on the table, not according to how it's supposed to be done. In other words, originally it was done b'mechuses man, not in its proper time. Hence, nasi kamei shesidu hakayf. It's as if a monkey, so to speak, had organized the breads, the showbreads, on the shulchan. It's what's known as maisa kayf be'alma. It's just like a monkey. It's not like an actual active, conscious movement and action was done. And therefore, when it was organized from before Friday night on the table, let's say a Sunday or a Monday, at a time when it's missing, hence the halacha is that now on Shabbos, when it reaches the Zman, the Shulchan will not be Mekadosh, even on Friday night or even Shabbos day. And hence it doesn't become possible, the fact that it's still there through Friday night, to then say that it's Kaddishly possible, and then by Amud HaShachar becomes invalid through Lina, because until you remove it and put it back on, which is the Kohen comes in on Shabbos in the morning, he picks it up, he puts it back down, and then he organizes it, and only then can we leave it to the following week afterwards. And the reason is, because you cannot compare it to the case of Avud Reb Oven, which is to the Kemitzah that was done at nighttime, or the lechem upon them that were originally put in on Friday night, because there it wouldn't be Mechuzah's man. If I'm putting it on, I'm a kohen, putting it on Friday night or doing the kemitzah the night before of that day, I'm doing something that it could become kaddishly possible because it is this man now. It's that day, the halachic day, although it has to be in the light time of that day, not the night time of that day, but it's still the day. And therefore, as we said before, to differentiate that it could become kaddishly possible. But here what we're talking about is it was put on Sunday, Monday. So it's like nothing was ever done. So even if it's here Friday night and even Shabbos day, it will not become sanctified until an active mice is done, putting it onto the Shulchan. And therefore, actually, in what it requires is that the Kohen has to come on Shabbos day, pick it up, and then put it back down and organize it. And therefore, even if you leave it through Friday night, it will not become Kaddish, the Pasul. And again, that's the difference why it's not a contradiction in the Father above, and either because, like Ravina had said, because you actually pick it up and then you put it back down, or no, that since it's like a kaif, like as if a monkey put it there, as if it wasn't an active, conscious maisa of putting on the Shulchan, it will not become Kaddish, the Pasul on Friday night either.